Very familiar story. You Bible students are very familiar with this text. Verse 25 of chapter 13, page 184 in a Schofield. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh. And they brought back word unto them, unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Now, let me just stop and say, it will always be like God says it'll be. They had no business spying in the first place. Help me just a minute. God already said go in and possess it. You don't have to check out what God says is all right. You don't have to check out what God endorses. Amen. You don't have to double check what God Almighty endorses. You can just take her to the bank, hoss. Amen. So watch this. Bible says it. They came and nevertheless, you always got the nevertheless. It's not never the better. When a bunch of mouthy people that don't believe God start talking, it's always nevertheless. It ain't never the better. But nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and in the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, and the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, the Hittites and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And by right there, Caleb done had enough. He saw what direction this thing was going. Can I stop right here and tell you, hey, it ain't sounding good what I'm hearing the brethren talk lately. I'm hearing defeat. I'm hearing discouragement. I'm hearing despair. Well, and everything, it ain't like it used to be and all. And I'm hearing doubt. Let me say, if it ever was right, it's still right. This book's a book of absolute truth. It's not a book of situational ethics. If it ever was wrong, it's still wrong. If it ever worked, it'll still work. That's not what I'm hearing. But Caleb said, hold up a minute. That's in the originals. That's in the Masoretic. Verse 30, Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the son of Anak, which come to the giants, and we are in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we are in theirs. Our Heavenly Father, I need your touch tonight. And Lord, I know people are weary, and they've been in church yesterday, and yesterday evening and now and already a message and good songs, but I pray you'd arrest it. I pray supernaturally right now that you'd arrest the attention of the listeners. And Lord, I pray you'd open their minds to truth and let the seed of God's Word fall on good ground and let there be life-changing decisions made around these altars tonight. For we ask it in the name that's above every name, in the name of our soon coming King, Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You're going to be overcome or you're going to be an overcomer. Caleb and Joshua were overcomers. We don't argue that part. We all concur on the truth. And I see some common attributes about those that overcome. When you read the text, you find that they searched the land. They were looking for something better. Can I tell you, until you go to looking for a higher plane of Christendom, as long as you're satisfied with a subpar Christian life, that's where you'll stay. As long as you're complacent and comfortable, hey, with a hit or miss Christianity, that's where you'll stay. You're going to have to reach a point where you want something more. Hey, they wanted more than 40 years of wandering in a wilderness experience. They wanted more than a memory of Egypt. They wanted something that God had for them. I want to tell you tonight, praise God, that in this hour in which we live, God has something for this 21st century saints. He hadn't turned His back on us. Look up in here. He hadn't forgot about us. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever could, He still can. Amen. I'm telling you, we serve a God who's able. And they were looking for something beyond the norm. But I'm looking at some of you. You're happy where you are. And that's where you're going to stay. You know, your family's saved. Our four and no more. Let the rest of the world die and go to hell. We got our little happy church. Deacon run, owned and operated. Somebody say amen. We don't make us uncomfortable. We're doing fine. I'm going to tell you, until we, there's no telling what God has for you in the year 2011. If we've looked for something. Been searching. When you go to searching, you find out they saw something. Verse 27. They told him, said, we came in the land, it's just like we thought it was. Just like God said. You know, overcomers see different than the overcome. Y'all hear me? It was Caleb and Joshua who got to see in the positive side of that thing. My daddy spoke of those grapes of Eshcol. I don't know if it's true or not, but if he said it, I believed it. And he said, bless God, them grapes were so big that you could hull them out and use the hull for a shower cap. That's good sized grapes. Somebody say, man, I know this is big enough they had to carry it between two sticks. I had to carry it between two men on a stick. That's how large the grapes were. They bore them on their shoulders. You hear me? That's a big old grape. Now watch it. They go into this land. They go into this blessed land. And they come back and they say, man, y'all see, we saw some good things. Overcomers have a different perception. We went over to that meeting over at Brother Tim's and a bunch of emotionalism. They had their hands up in the air and everything. I like to go to meetings where you raise your hands when you ain't got no questions. Amen. Over there they had them guitars up there. What you looking for? You ain't going to get blessed.
Right.
You weren't looking for a blessing.
Right.
That critical spirit of yours came in here. Look up in it. Don't bow your head. I'm not ready to pray yet. Hey, no wonder you can't get blessed.
Yeah.
Overcomers see something that the overcome don't see. He said, oh, that thing, it's good in there. Hey, we do it. There ain't no doubt in my mind, Caleb said. Hey, we're well able. We're well able to possess that land. Let's go get them, boys. I see that they saw. I see that they sought. I see that they searched. But wait a minute. I see that they sought. It was not just a temporary thing, but I mean Caleb wanted it then. A lot of people see what's to offer, but they won't act on it. Well, I believe God and everything, but I know that's a good land and everything over there, but got that billy goat Christianity. Got to butt everything. Amen. Got to butt everything. But Caleb said, oh, let's just stop that button. Let's go now. When you start looking for it, when you start seeing differently, hey, and when you put some effort behind it, you're well nigh becoming an overcomer. You're making progress toward overcome. You're going to be one or the other when this year's over. Notice several things this evening. I won't be long. I try not to be. I want you to see that overcomers are unaffected by the pessimism of society. We're not living in a real positive society. You look at this text and there were 10 spies that had a negative report. Am I right or wrong? Two came back with a positive report. In other words, they were outnumbered. The minority position of Caleb did not affect him. I'm seeing brethren today taking polls, trying to figure out if they want to go old time or not, and see who's following, who's in the crowd, checking the wind to see which way the trends of popularity are blowing. I tell you what, Caleb and Joshua said, bless God, we anchor them with God. Hey, we've chosen the old time way. If we draw a crowd, that'll be fine. Now, if the other 10 want to get in with us, that's fine. But bless God, hey, we're going to believe what God said. Hey, I want to tell you, we've always been a minority. I was young enough and yet old enough at the same time to remember Jerry Falwell's moral majority. And at that time, I believe that was a true representation of America. The fiber, the moral fiber of America. We were a majority. Look up in here. But it's MTV crowd now. MTV and a bunch of backslidden Christians got us the president we got in here this last time around. Somebody say amen. And if you voted for him, you ought to be on this altar at least 3 or 4 times a week asking God to forgive you, bless God. Amen. I said, where's you preachers that got any backbone? I said, asking God Almighty to forgive you. Hey, look up in here. God help us. God help us. By the way, I'm on it, I'm against these Russians. I feel like I ought to say a few words. I don't trust Russia as far as I can throw my car over my head. You young people, listen to me. Don't you trust Russia when we're all gone? Russia's a lie. Hey, Russia, you better not China. I don't trust China. Amen. A bunch of rag-headed, rug-riding bunch of Muslims. Say amen. I don't trust Iraq, Iran, or any of the rest of them. Say amen. I don't know what that's got to do with the message, but I feel like it ought to be said at least 3 or 4 times tonight before I get through. Amen. We are a minority. Bunch of pacifists, America. We've got a bunch of little old pansy, little old sissy Americans.
Right. Yeah.
Kumbaya. Got to get along with everybody. I'm against the United Nations. I'm for the sovereignty of America. I don't care much. Listen, I just say to all the Mexicans, look up in here. Hey, I say to Mexico, if I had anything to do with it, look up in here at me. I'd say, back up, you bunch of drug cartels. Back up about 20 miles. We're going to give y'all about 3 days to clear out. We're coming in there with machine guns. You step into the buffer zone, bless God, the fur's going to fly. Somebody say amen. You won't say it because look up in here. Hey, you done got brainwashed. Our forefathers shed their blood so we could have freedom. We're giving it back to these bunch of Muslims. I'm against these Muslims. Every Muslim is as kin to a terrorist as a pig is a sow. Amen. Amen. There's no such thing as moderate Islam. They don't have an NIV. They don't have, all they got is one book. And jihad meant the same thing in generations past as it does in generations present and will in generations future. Amen. And they all hate Israel. And anybody that hates Israel is our enemy. Anybody that's not an ally to Israel, bless God, is our enemy, and I'm against these Russians too. Amen. Amen. And I'm against Venezuela too. Amen. I don't even like a bunch of British the way they talk. Somebody say amen. Go on back. Go on back if you want to go back to Britain. If you want to sympathize with them wig wearers, look up in here. Go on back, go on back. What you gonna do? Give your land back to the Indians? Somebody look up in here. Hey, we're here to stay, bless God. I can't get no help. Somebody needs to help me a little bit more. We're a minority. Overcomers are not affected by pessimism. Well, everybody else is having cell groups on Sunday night. Everybody's gone to small groups. When the world is wisdom, knew not God, it pleased God through the foolishness of small groups. All the women, all the men haters go to one class. Amen. They got all the Zumba girls. They got Christian Zumba. Don't bow your head. I'm not ready to pray yet. That's what they do for spirituality. A bunch of coon hunters gonna go sit on the tailgate, fire up a dip of skull, take off their hats, say prayer, and go coon hunting. If that's spiritual, hey, I'll fly a 747 jet into Russia and land it tonight. Amen! They called that church, Brother Biddle. Hey, I'm not making this stuff up. I'm talking about some of these so-called independent Baptists and these Bible colleges are promoting that out of hell bunch of practices. I'm telling you, it might not be but 8 or 10 of us left, but having done all to stand, I plan on standing. If ain't nobody else left, I plan on standing if I got to stand alone. Amen. I ain't changing for them. Overcome. Well, we you know, they got a bigger crowd than we do. Well, the world always has had a bigger crowd. Moderates always have had a bigger crowd. 12 in an upper room, that's pretty well outnumbered when we started. Somebody say amen. Oh, my friend, old Caleb was unaffected by the pessimism. His minority status did not affect him. I'm going to stand with God. And y'all know we're a minority. Old time preaching's become a hard thing to find. Got these little sermonettes for the Christianette, dressed like a majorette, driving that Corvette, smoking them cigarettes. Somebody say amen. Can't preach. Won't preach. Hey man. He was unaffected by the pessimism. The minority position did not affect him. Jot this down. The magnitude of the problems did not affect him. We grasshoppers in this side. You know, we face some large enemies. Back on Islam. This thing is a spiritual. We're in a religious war. They're not insurgents. But what in the world? That sounds like something you wash clothes in. Got your insurgents? No, we didn't bring any. They're Muslims. They're not insurgents, they're Muslims. They're not Methodists, they're Muslims. Amen. Watch this. We're living in a day where the problem ain't going to get no smaller. They're outnumbering us here on this soil. I went by Basket Robin ice creams. Woo! Hallelujah. I felt something. Every head bowed, everybody closed. No. I went by Basket Robin ice creams, and there was two of them with their wives. And them wives scare me. They look like ninjas. They ought to outlaw them bunch of rags. Amen! Hey, they ought not be able to drive a car wearing a mask. Say amen. They ought not be able to drive a car wearing them masks. Amen. Look like Jesse James. And they hear they come in. They're two brothers. They own every car lot. They own every used car lot in Murfreesboro. Every used car lot, they own them. Allah, Muhammad, Ali. Allah. They come in there with their two wives, 8 children apiece. And you just do some work. I'm not talking about conservative Bible-believing people trying to raise the right kind of family. I'm talking about America versus Islam. We can't keep up with them. They won't have to fire a shot. Hey, by the time, at 18 you can vote. Sharia law's going, it won't be long, Sharia law will be practiced all over. Hey, it's happened in other countries. You think we're going to be exempt? You're in a coma.
Yeah, that's right.
But I tell you what I'm going to do while it's all going on. I'm going to jump 3 feet high. And I ain't going to let them change my mind. I ain't going to let old Oprah Winfrey out of the depths of hell change my mind. Amen. I ain't gonna let old Joel Osteen, good old kinky headed Bon Jovi looking something another. Hey, I ain't gonna let him change my mind with his little old moderate and syrup down, little old feel good something 10 steps to a better self image. Hey, I ain't gonna let him change me. God bless your heart. I tell you what. Hey, right still right. I don't care how big the problem is. Sure, we're outnumbered. There's going to be a great falling away, apostasy. Because iniquity doth abound, the love of many elects cold. Hey, he addressed the flock over there in one of those I Johns. He said, oh, ye little flock. I'm for reaching all we can reach. But I'm telling you, friend, the closer we get, the thinner the church is going to get.
That's right.
Hey, man. Hey, look up in here. He wasn't affected. Overcomers are not affected by pessimism of society. The magnitude of the problem didn't bother him. The minority position didn't bother him. By the way, verse 2, chapter 14, the murmuring of the people didn't bother him. Look at chapter 2. Well, and everything, all the children of Israel murmured against the preacher. I've lost young people in our church, and parents come to me and say, Brother Tony, I just don't understand why my daughters don't want to go to church. I'll tell you why. Because you roasted Brother Tony every Sunday while they were children.
Right.
And now you want me to run and go get them out of jail.
Yeah.
Find them some unwed pregnancy, some drug rehab somewhere to get out of, get dried out on. Look up in here, and all you done was murmur. I tell you, I just can't believe. He don't have to preach like that. I just don't like that. No, it's not the way I'm preaching bothering you. It's what I'm preaching bothering you. And I'm still against Russians. Amen. Amen.
Woo.
Oh, yes. Murmuring.
Moses and them brought us out here. All Brother Tony ever does preach on negative. I don't even preach on love.
Alright, love not the world. Neither the things of every man love the world, the love of the Father's not in. Look up in here. The murmuring of the people did not affect the overcomer. You better be careful who you listen to. All this Facebook, bunch of Facebooks. Absolutely, this Facebook's killing our church. I know that it can be used positive. I'm not ignorant. Don't insult me by, he thinks, I didn't say that. Don't put words in my mouth, but I'm telling you, I go to church and I'm seeing more damage done.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
it makes me sick. They go, I don't know how to use a computer, and I'm not making it. If you held a gun to my head and said, I'm going to blow your brains out if you don't turn on a computer, or I'm going to kill your children, I'd say, please don't. Because I don't know how to turn on a computer. God is my witness. Scott, am I lying? I don't know how to use the thing. But all this, they tell me, I burped. Well, did it burn your nose? Did it stink? How loud was it? Who wants to know all about your burping? Somebody help me. I don't want to know about your businesses. Bunch of personal business. Hey, you're getting in trouble. And by the way, if I was going to talk bad about somebody, I wouldn't use some Facebook, little old spineless Facebook to say it two ways to get my... If I want to say something to somebody, I'd just say it to them. And I'd call people instead of typing it. Because then if I got caught, I'd say, I didn't say nothing. Man can lie his way over the telephone, but buddy, you type it, it's on there to stay. Somebody say amen. Oh, yeah. Y'all, this bunch of murmuring, bunch of backbiting. Hey, you better be careful about who you hang around in church. There's always been a wrong crowd in church. You better look at me. There's always been a wrong crowd in church. Oh, Jesus had them. Judas was one of them. Hey, man, don't think you ain't got a wrong crowd running their mouth. Bad mouthed Brother Tim. Bad mouthed his family. Running his family down. You'll be overcome. Hey, ma'am, you'll be overcome with that kind of talk. Oh, yes. Y'all praying for me? Overcomers are unaffected by pessimism. They go on without, with or without somebody. By the way, until you learn to walk alone, you won't walk for long. Number two, I think it's evident in his life. Old Caleb revealed that he was unashamed of the power of the Savior. He wasn't relying on his power. He remembered the Red Sea. He wasn't saying, y'all come on, let's go get them. We can do it. His reliance was in a power beyond flesh.
That's right.
Overcomers are relying on something bigger than them. He was unashamed of the power of the Savior. I mean, he just believed God. He believed verse number 8 of chapter 14, if the Lord delight in us, that he'll bring us into this land, and he'll give it us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only rebel ye not against the Lord. Look at the last part of that verse number 9. Hey, and the Lord, if he's with us, fear them not. Can I tell you, he was unashamed of the power of God to direct. He will bring us. I'm going to tell you, the new year is going to hold a lot of uncharted roads. I don't know what it's holding. I've seen them come and go all year long. I've had good people leave me. Lying when they leave. I mean lying when they leave. I've had them leave not say nothing, just as to cast doubt. Try to make Brother Tony look bad. I'm not singing the blues. I've enjoyed it. I've preached my way through every bit of it. Amen? Look up in here. I don't know what the future holds for Middle Tennessee Baptist Church. You don't know what the future holds for your place. But I know one thing. He's a guiding God. Where he leads me, I'll follow. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not. He leadeth me. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to say to you overcomers, if you're going to overcome this year, you better tap into the power of God to guide. Hey, you better tap into the power of God to guide you.
Right.
Well, my horoscope said, I'll look up in here. I wouldn't open the door to the devil with a horoscope. I don't even read fortune cookies. I eat paper and all. Say amen, bless God. A little more fiber for my diet. Amen. I wouldn't read a fortune cookie. You know what you're doing? You open up that. You're giving the devil an opportunity. Hey, man. Don't get mad, Papa, but I don't even plant by the signs. That's too close to witchcraft for me. Look up in here, Papa and Granny too. I wouldn't do it. Somebody said, what sign? What do you plant your potato? I plant it in the ground. Eyes down, put some newspaper in the bottoms of the row so they'll have something to read. Somebody say amen. Everybody okay?
Amen.
Hey, bunch of hocus pocus. I'm not operating on a bunch of black cat cross the road strapped X on the windshield. What kind of cockeyed stuff going on in our churches?
Amen.
Bunch of voodoo, bunch of voodoo, bunch of mysticism.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, man. Amen. I'm trusting God to guide me. I'm going to tell you, overcomers, they look beyond popularity. What's everybody else? Where's everybody else going? What's everybody else doing?
Amen.
Just because it's popular don't make it right.
That's right.
Don't get mad. Time, health food, barley green, don't eat hog, all that stuff. Look up here. The healthiest man I know died in a plane crash.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
With carrot juice on his breath.
Yeah.
And that health food didn't extend 1 hour of his day and his life. When God wants you, you're going home, sausage, bless God, hay, bacon, or bless God, bunch of oatmeal. Amen. If you want to do that to be healthy, that's fine, but don't you say you're spiritual to me. Don't call some kind of, you don't eat what I eat, don't you call yourself spiritual. Don't think you're spiritual because you're skinny and I'm fat. That don't make you spiritual. Don't make you spiritual because you got more kids than I got. That's a bunch of mysticism, a bunch of voodoo, a bunch of, it's a bunch of makeup stuff. It's preaching time. Bless God, it's time somebody said something about it. Y'all look like y'all embarrassed about it. Y'all look like y'all don't believe it. Bless God, I believe what I'm preaching. People try to think they're more spiritual than me. Because they don't drink coffee. I just think you missed out on a great blessing in life. You're not more spiritual than me. Hey, that don't make you spiritual.
Amen.
Some of y'all bowing, I can't get preachers to tell me. Brother Hurd, are you still in this building with me? I'm old fashioned, bless God. I was believing this before I come in here. I'm going to believe when I leave out of here. Oh yeah, the last days they'll come with a bunch of that stuff, won't eat meats.
Right.
Abstaining from it. Mark that crowd. He said, my favorite verse is Acts 10:13, kill and eat. Bless God, kill it and grill it. Say amen. Long as God makes hog, I ain't eating deer. Amen, friend. Amen, amen. You better let God's book guide you. You're not some Armstrong, some, look up, hey, we're spiritual sons of Abraham. Look up in here. We're not Jews. Help me, somebody. This is preaching. It's got to help. We're in a mess. We've been overcome. We can't get anything done. We're so eat up with all that sidetracking. Overcome. We're overcome. Hey, man. Tell you what, he was believing. He believed in the power of God. If you get healed, don't give vitamin C the glory. I've seen Christians down there, if you'll take this, then you won't have cancer. Look up here. Why don't you say, now that's good and everything, but God healed me. Quit giving beta carotene the glory for everything. I don't even know how you spell such a word. Say amen. I like J-E-S-U-S better. Say amen. Preaching time, what time it is. God's power, I'm telling you, he believed in a power to guide. He believed in his power to give. If God wants to, he said he'd give us this land. I want to tell you something, y'all ain't seeing big enough. I pray for bigger vision. You know, the Bible said, open thy mouth wide and I'll fill it. We got these little bluegill Christians, Ben. Little bluegill. And Father God, little brim Christians, little perch Christians. Lord, if thou wouldest bless our family and give us $100 a month raise, so thou, Lord, is that we could tithe 10 more dollars. I believe God can do more than that. I'm trusting God. Right now, I'm praying for $4,000 before this week's over. For some personal needs. Everybody, I just believe he can. He's done it before. I'm trusting God. I got some bills I got to pay. I'm trusting God for something. You know what you... Now, God, if thou would bless you. You know what y'all do? Oh, God! I pray thou wouldest open the windows of heaven. You said you would, Malachi. Oh, God, I got some needs. God, bless my family. God, keep my daughters pure. God, help them to marry the right people. God, bless my family. I want something big. Dear God, Father God, please, please God, overcomers, they just ask for big stuff. Overcomers ask for big things. Hey man, everybody okay? If you don't overcome, I tell you what an overcomer will do. An overcomer is unashamed of the power of God to guide. He's unashamed of the power of God to give. He's unashamed of the power of God's greatness. He said that latter part. I like the way he worded it. And the Lord is with us. Fear them not. This is 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Hey. I want to tell y'all something. Look up in here. Look at me real close. He's the greatest. Ain't nobody like him. Ain't nobody ever was born like he was born. Ain't nobody ever lived like he lived. Ain't nobody ever died like he died. Ain't nobody ever got up like he got up. Ain't nobody ever coming back like he's coming back. I'm telling you, he's exclusive. He's one of a kind. Hey, and wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name that's above every name. That the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of the glory of God the Father. Ain't nobody like him. Oh, Allah can't touch him. Allah, bunch of Allah. Bunch of Buddha. Okay, Buddha can't touch him, little fat belly, pot belly Buddha. Y'all, that's nonsense. Ain't no God like our God. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there's no other name given among men whereby you must be saved. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Oh yeah, he's a high lofty name. Hey, Jesus, get the job done. Praise God. I feel this. I like to say Jesus. I like saying Jesus. I like Lord Jesus. I like Lord and Savior Jesus. I like the Lord Jesus Christ. I like Jesus Christ the Lord. I like Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior. They asked me to pray at the Rotary Club. I thought, man, this is neat. I mean, we're the redneck church in town. And I'm going to the Rotary Club. Now, the Rotary Club, man, all these rich businessmen. I'm going to get to pray. I called Tracy. I said, Tracy, guess what? I'm praying at the Rotary Club. I went in there, and he said, oh, we're so honored you came. The head man, he said, we just have one request. That when you pray, he said, please don't close it in Jesus' name. Just use one of the other names of our Lord. But just don't. Why do the heathen rage? And the wicked imagine a vain thing. It's Jesus why they rage. You can have Kwanzaa. You can have Hanukkah. You can have all the rest of these, what's that other, Hanukkah? Have a bunch of Kwanzas. Hey, you can have a bunch of light and candle Hanukkahs. Look up in here. But leave Jesus out of it. Just let Jesus out of it. I said, sir, I just can't do that. But I said, you know, I feel like I ought to pray. Well, I don't mean you just pray here together. Before, and if after I get through praying, you feel like I still ought not do it. I said, you do believe in prayer? I said, well, let's just me and you pray here. And it might have been in the flesh, but y'all pray for me. I just hit one knee. Oh, God. And about 30 minutes later, and in Jesus' name, I pray. I'm going to tell you something. It is the name that's above every name. He's powerful. Overcomers. Overcomers are unaffected by the pessimism of society. Overcomers are unashamed of the power of the Savior. Jot this down, we'll go home. Overcomers have an unusual personal spirit. In chapter 14, verse number 24, the Lord speaking, and he said, but my Savior Caleb, because he hath a what? Another spirit with him. And hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto I went, and his seed shall possess it. I'm not going to preach on it, but I'm going to tell you something. Overcomers will bring their family with them. If you're overcome, count on it. Your children are going to be overcome too. Amen. That's good preaching right there. Man, that ain't much preaching, that boy. That's about 15 minutes of preach. I said that the other night. I drank one, that's about 15 minutes. They brought me a thimble back the next night. Communion cup. Overcomers have an unusual. Did you know what's unusual about Caleb? He had a spirit of faith. Can I tell you, it is unusual to find people that believe. I want to believe. How many like me, I believe, but Lord help my unbelief. Let me give you, for instance, that we're all guilty of. If I believed, given it shall be given unto you. And the more you give, the more you get. If I really believe that, I'd sign my paycheck over all of it. on Sunday night when the deacon handed it to me. Don't y'all look at me like you're so spiritual. Because if I believe that, you say, well, he didn't say, all he said was you had to give 10%. But I know, but he said, the more you give, the more you're going to get. Give and it shall be given unto you. So if I really believe that, I'd give all of my check and then I'd get two of them back. Stay tuned, but you don't believe it either. We have a hard time with tithing. If honesty were to fall right on this congregation and everybody that didn't tithe had to stand up right now, that didn't tithe last Sunday, we'd have some embarrassed Sunday school teachers.
Woo.
Have some deacons looking down, looking like they lost a quarter. Might be a few preachers. See, I'm talking about easy believing, some of y'all easy believing. No, it ain't easy. It's a difficult thing to exercise faith. I watched a woman, been 10 years lost, been coming to our church for 10 years. About 4 Sundays ago, she got on the altar, and that meant for 30 minutes, she wanted to believe. Y'all, don't get nervous. She got saved. But man, it was hard for her. Don't look at me funny. If it's so easy, why don't you sign the back of your check this Sunday? All of it. Because we really don't believe it. But it's in there. And I believe give more and get more. Somebody help me. But that 10% is easier to give than a little mission offering. Help me! See, y'all getting quiet on me, and this is just preaching time now. It's unusual. Overcomers ain't the normal. I know it's getting late. I'm almost through. Watch it. He had an unusual spirit. He had a spirit of faith. I'd use that illustration to stop. I think that's bearing it good right there. He had a spirit, not just that, of fervor. He's 40 years old. Y'all know the story. They wander 40 years. He's 85 years old, 85. And he goes in and he said, hey, y'all. I can go in and out and I can whoop the enemy at 85. He said, I'm still able. You know, fervor. You know what happens to a lot of us? The first difficulty. If we don't have everybody's approval, if we don't have everybody, if everybody don't like us, so-and-so talked bad about me. So-and-so that said something about me. So-and-so didn't like my message. I had a family get up and walk out while I was preaching. That happens. My wife does it a lot and I have the deacons. So get them back in here. Everybody listening? The first little obstacle. But he had a whole nation that turned against him. And he said, I still believe. Unusual in his fervor. Unusual in his faith. Unusual in his future. For 40 years, he waited on the promise of God. Now, I'm telling you right here, and I'm going close. Some of you young people, y'all need to be patient. We're living in a land of instant gratification. It's buy now, pay later. Everything's free. You know, everything's instant. Man, we go, our whole America, the picture of America in my mind is driving through Burger King at the drive-thru and saying, hurry up! Everybody watching? We can't wait 5 minutes for something to happen.
Right.
Everything got to happen right now. Right now. Right now. Well, I will tell you one of the principles of God's Word. There's a principle of be faithful in the small things and He makes you rule over many. It's a progression of the Christian life. Some preachers, they want the largest church in America tomorrow. They want on the cover of every magazine tomorrow. But why won't you just be patient?
Yeah.
And wait on God.
Amen.
Play your, like, Let it in his fruit and his season. Psalms 1, blessed be the man who walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in his sword for his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate that day and night, he be like a tree put by the rivers of water, bring forth his fruit in his season. Wait on your season. I rely on my seed. I've had open doors for a long time. They're going to close. I don't think it'll be due to health yet. It'll just be due to people don't like old time religion.
Right.
But I tell you what I'm going to do while I got a season. Bless God, I'm shouting her out while I got a season. And when your season comes, mount up with wings as eagles. Run and not be weary and walk and not faint.
Amen.
Take your opportunity when she comes, buddy, get with it. Y'all listen to me. He had to wait a little while, but it came. And he got over there and said, I want that mountain. And them springs there, I'm going to give that land to my daughter, and my son-in-law and daughter.
Amen.
And we're going to serve God right here on this mountain the rest of our life. Now, I don't have time to preach. I'm just telling y'all, overcome or an overcomer.
Amen.
Unaffected by pessimism.
Yes.
It's never been the circumstances, it's been the people. Oh, foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? It never was what hath bewitched you. Who hath bewitched? It was the who. You did run well. Who did hinder you? It wasn't the what's. The what's make us better. It's them who's it messes up. Unaffected. He was unashamed of the power of the Savior. I just believe God can. I don't care what everybody else says. I'm not changing it now. It's been working too good. Unashamed. But wait a minute. He had an unusual personal spirit. He was different. Overcomers are different. Let's stand together as the music comes. Rochester's coming.